You are listening to Concert Blast.
Blast. This is Mike Arnold along with
Tom Thompson
and
Brian Hasbrook.
And we're in the house tonight at Old Charlie's. Once again, we have another special guest. He joined us a little bit last week, but tonight he's going to run our show for us.
Did you say run our show or ruin our show?
Ruin our show.
That's right.
And with our special guest today is
Tim Baines.
All right. Hello,
hey,
Tim. How you doing?
Hey.
I'm doing fine.
Now, Tim. We're going to get to him in a few minutes.
He's a lucky man.
Oh, yeah, he is lucky. Because he can report for us. Can't afford to go to Chicago.
Yeah, I never got that invitation.
Well, that didn't keep me from going.
That's right.
Well, we can afford to get to Chicago. We just can't get in where he got in.
That's
yeah,
right.
But anyway, before we get started with that, we want to thank everybody for voting for us on Podcast Alley. And I appreciate it.
That's right. Absolutely.
Thank you for all the nice comments, too. I mean, I got some really nice comments. And we've sold some CDs. And hey. I tell you what, the Grand Funk Railroad fans,
woo,
they've just taken that show with Don Brewer and made it number one, and it's beat every show that we've had so far, and it's about to beat every show. Like the very first show, it's been out there since May.
Yeah. Hi, Viv.
And it's like, wow.
It's amazing.
Like, it's been number one forever, but I think that Don Brewer's interview is going to bypass that one.
Wow, you know, that's so phenomenal.
Well, who'd you say hi to, Brian?
Viv,
yeah.
From Kentucky.
Yeah.
I think
the Gator Girl.
One of the Gator Girls. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. We enjoyed it. We had fun with y'all.
Yes, we did. And we're looking forward to another trip. I don't know. You might see you down in Owensboro, Kentucky to see Grand Funk again in January. So
that's
we'll see about that. We
good
can
chances.
Try that out.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But anyway, tonight is a special night.
Where are we tonight, Mike?
We're in Old Charlie's.
Again.
In Coolisville, Tumon Pikeway. And thank you so much
for
Michelle taking care of us. Hey, Michelle.
Hey, Michelle.
Yeah, yeah.
Say hello,
so,
Michelle.
Here she comes to the table.
That's
hello.
Right.
Just in time for dessert.
Hello. How are y'all doing this evening?
Now, where are we?
See,
here?
Listen, that's what right. A great
we're at Rivergate Old Charlie's, store number 204.
In Goodlesville, Tennessee. Now, for these people in Japan, it might not mean nothing, but for the people in Tennessee and the people who travel to Nashville, that means a lot. Stop by and see.
Michelle Lopez at Rivergate Old Charlie's, where good food and good times start with O.
Whoa!
Thank you.
She needs a raise, man.
Wow, no doubt. That's right.
Wait a minute. We need to charge her for that one.
See, you got two seconds.
There you go.
Hey.
There you go.
Corporate office.
Corporate office. That's here in Nashville, isn't it?
So corporate office, if you're listening, she needs a bigger raise and a better office.
And less hours. That's right.
There you go.
Come to a few shows.
Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
But anyway, Tim Baines is here tonight reporting from Chicago, Illinois. Now, tell everybody, Tim, what you did in Chicago.
Well, I had the privilege of going to see Paul McCartney for free.
Wow.
How did that happen?
I have a rich friend.
Who's your friend? Let's talk about him now.
Dr. Ben Mannix, he's an ophthalmologist, called me up on a Sunday night and said, I scored some McCartney tickets. Would you like to come? It's for Wednesday night. I said, let me think about it. Yeah.
Didn't take you long, did it?
No, not at all. I asked him how much it were, and he said, well, for you, they're free. Means he paid for him, so that was. I told him, I said, I don't care how he does this, it's gonna be my favorite concert I've ever seen.
Absolutely, free is
but
good.
Yes, man, what a concert! Unbelievable.
Well, Brian and I had the privilege of seeing him in Atlanta back in '76.
Yeah, we were both 4 or 5.
That's the Wings Across America.
No, was that? That was Venus and Mars.
They started off with Venus and Mars, but they still had Band on the Run.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. It was the Wings Over America. Wings,
it's that memory thing I got,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
it's not called Alzheimer's. It's called Sometimers.
It's very funny. I'll write that down for later.
All right, so remember that one, Brian.
The next time.
I won't remember that one later.
That's true. Anyway. So Jim is going to talk to us about the show that we wanted to go see. And if you people out there have got connections, we do have a place to stay in Dallas, Texas when he hits there. So
or Memphis or Atlanta or Cleveland.
That's right. And,
yeah, Cleveland. We got a place to stay there, too. Right?
I got cousins all over the place.
And where can they email you?
At concertblast.com. You can send it to Tom at tom@concertblast.com.
Or Brian
at
concertblast.com.
And even Mike at concertblast.com.
Or even shows at concertblast.com.
Yes.
We got all kinds of emails.
Yes. So anyway, Tim, you got a list there of all the songs?
I do.
And you're going to explain to us how everything started and what time you got there.
Yeah.
We're going to have a good time.
That's right.
Go down memory lane for us.
I sure will. 8 o'clock was when the concert was supposed to begin. So we got there at 7:15. I wanted to see the build up to the concert start. At 8 o'clock, the lights dim just the littlest bit. And then the music was picking up just a little bit. All it was orchestra music playing in the background. Very soft when we first got in. A little bit of choir arrangement. Had this huge orange curtain over the front of the stage. Couldn't see any of the instruments.
Had
these screens up there with these abstract pictures of Paul.
From his career time?
No, it was almost like art.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The music picked up a little bit at 8 o'clock. The sound level of it, because it was so soft when we first got in, you could hardly hear it. At about 8:20, the lights dimmed just a little more, and there was this, it looked like a booth up there with a little picket fence in front of it. The picket fence started to turn psychedelic colors, and the music, it was orchestra and choral music, just started picking up even more, and out walked this guy. He was dressed in a just wild-looking outfit. He was posing as a DJ. The music level picked up even more. It was funk. It was kind of funk in the orchestra.
So he was beating some songs up?
Well, it was just like the orchestra music just all of a sudden became pretty cool. It was really hip orchestra music. And he was just bouncing and jamming to the music and kind of getting the crowd worked up into it. And
that's cool.
The lights kept dimming and dimming a little more, and the loudness of the music got so to where you couldn't even talk to the person next to you.
Right.
But, I mean, it was
I guess
it was
this is part of the show.
Yeah, it was. Right. Place is packed. At 8:35, the lights went black, and the screen appeared above the stage with Paul McCartney's birth certificate.
A little unusual.
Just showed his birth certificate.
On a big screen.
Then it was just, they went into this probably 5-minute video, kind of taking through Paul McCartney's life with him talking, telling different things about how his life evolved and getting into the Beatles and then Beatles to Wings and to his up to his last tour. And then all the lights went out. All of a sudden you heard this, it sounded like jet engine starting to rev up. And it was just getting louder and louder. And then it was like time to blast off. And you hear Paul McCartney's voice go, 4, 3, 2, 1. And just when he said one, that curtain just raised. The lights flashed on instantaneously. And then you hear the magical Mr.
I loved it.
His voice was just all over. He was just on it.
You know, how old is he?
63.
What was the second song?
The second was Flamin' Pie. I didn't know that one. And he did Jet.
Wow.
And,
And then what?
Then he did I'll Get You.
I don't remember that one.
I'm at a loss.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Then
I would have been ticked off at this point. Every other song I don't know.
Every other song, right. That's kind of what it sounds like.
You figure in 40 years you ought to recognize everything.
Yeah.
You think so?
But he does have a new album out. Right. So I would... not at the front, though.
But you'd want to string the ones together everybody knows at the beginning is what I thought.
Exactly.
You blast it off.
What you think.
So, Paul, there's a couple of notches there for
you. Yeah, Paul.
Come on, buddy.
Yeah, you know.
Sorry.
I know it takes a little while.
You don't
to
want
get
us to call you up now.
So, okay, let's start over. We got Magical Mystery Tour, a song called Flamin' Pie, which I'm not familiar with. Jet. Oh,
that was
my
awesome.
Favorite.
Uh-huh. Woo,
woo, woo. Jet. and then we got I'll Get You.
I think that I'll Get You was an oldies Beatles.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I...
Really?
I'll Get You in the End? I'll Get You in the End. Yeah, I will.
Yes,
I'll
that's it. That was it.
There
that
you go,
it.
Mike.
Oh, yeah.
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 We
yeah,
got it now.
A, that was it.
Oh,
all right.
That's an old Beatles song.
Yeah, that's I said it was an oldies.
Oh, so all right. I'm so, getting so, back
yeah,
into
people
the
know. Yeah, yeah. So I couldn't think of the name of it, but when he was singing it, I knew the song. It was, but man, it was cool.
I don't know Flaming Pie still, yeah. though. And then you got, Baby, You Can Drive My Car. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely.
And Baby, I Love You.
Then.
Yeah!
Yeah!
He went into Till There Was You.
Till There Was You.
He said he talked about it. And
I never heard that at all. Till There Was You.
Till There Was You.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, I loved when he went into Got to Get You Into My Life.
Got to Get
that
You
was
Into
great.
My Life. That
uh-huh.
was
yeah, buddy.
That's not yet. He had Let Me Roll It.
Yeah.
I like that song.
Okay.
Okay, so now I'm
Flaming
up to date.
Pie was the
so
only
we got,
one we
so
did
we got Magical Mystery now. Tour, Flaming Pie, which I'm not familiar with. Jet. I'll Get You. I know mm-hmm. that now.
Baby, You Can Drive My
Baby,
Car.
Baby, You Can Drive My Car. Till There Was You. Till There Was You. We said yeah. that. And then we got Let Me Roll It. And then we got to Get You Into My Life. What's next?
Fine Line. I think that's off the new one.
Okay.
Okay.
And Maybe I'm Amazed.
Oh man, I love that song.
Oh,
that's beautiful.
Man.
I've always loved
that
song.
Weird was he when he was talking, it sounded like he had a cold. I thought, man, how is he hitting all these songs?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm Amazed. That's a hard song to sing.
Yeah.
I mean, that song up there.
And he was nailing it. Mm. It was like he had a different voice for singing, and you know, he doesn't do any of that dub stuff in concerts. I read an interview with him in the Chicago Tribune. And they asked him what he thought about today's boys band, mm-hmm. boy bands.
What did he say?
He said, well, let me tell you this. When you come to hear me in concert, you're going to hear me.
Oh,
I think people pay to hear the
buddy.
Person. And he said, and you'll hear me, mistakes and all. You'll hear it.
That's the way it should be.
That's okay. I'd like to hear the clinkers instead of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
When I saw him 3 years ago, he messed up yesterday. That was beautiful. He got everybody singing along, and he said the wrong words. And he just, everybody kind of laughed, and he just kind of shrugged his shoulders as if, well, I wrote the song, I can sing it how
That's
I want.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, come on, this is 62,003.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And went immediately from that into the long and winding
road.
Oh,
I love that.
Man.
Yeah.
Long and winding road.
Bam, bam.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah. And in spite of all the danger, don't know that. And I Will, that was a new one.
So we got In Spite of All the Danger and I Will.
And Jenny Wren.
Is that another new one?
Or? Yeah. That's
huh.
a new one.
New one.
For No One.
Is that another
mm-hmm.
new one?
He
did all
his
new
them,
ones
right?
in the kinda, row?
He did four off a new one.
You want to get them out of the way, didn't he?
I don't know.
Yeah. Some artists do that obligatory. They want to promote their new stuff, too, so that's understandable.
But all at once?
Well, I think one of them was off of Old Wings, one of the early ones. And Fixing a Hole, that one I recognized, but it's not like one that I knew well. English Tea. And then it was kind of like it lost me there a little bit because there were things that I wasn't real familiar with, but there were just some... very polite applause, you know. And
some
people
are like,
could
okay.
have left about 20 minutes of that out.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a few more you'd like to add to that.
Then I'll Follow the Sun.
Oh, yeah.
That's
off Beatles 65.
Yeah.
Then he did Follow Me. That's off his new one. That's definitely off the new one. Follow Me.
Okay. Yeah,
and some good songs.
Yeah.
So they were some good songs. That
well, I read some things on the internet earlier today, and they said, this is a must album to buy. Was it good?
It was good. Yeah. It was. Yeah. It was like the songs really grow on you.
Hmm.
And you can, a couple of them, and think, oh, okay, I'll give them that one. But
mm-hmm.
But some of them, as soon as you hear them, you think, I'm going to like this one. Then he went into Blackbird.
Oh.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Now, the last time I saw him when he did Blackbird, he told just what the song meant. This time, he said, I remember sitting on George Harrison's porch in Liverpool, England, and the crowd went nuts just talking about George Harrison. And,
I bet.
And he gave a tribute to, he said, let's have some applause for our dearly departed. So I mentioned John Lennon and George.
Yeah.
And he said, well, George and I were just sitting on his porch playing Bach.
On the guitars?
On the guitars,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, man.
And he said, so we played this arrangement of Bach, and he played it, just played it perfectly, like a classical guitarist. And he said, it's semi-Bach. and he said, but we were playing that, and I was kept playing around with it. And he said, and I played, Bach wrote, and he played three notes. He wrote it this way. And then he said, I took those three notes and turned them around and went this way with it.
Uh-huh.
And he said, and that's the introduction to Blackbird.
Wow.
And,
That's interesting.
Said that's where that came from. So,
he owes Bach some royalties.
Yeah, I would think so there.
And Michael Jackson, you owe some royalties.
That's right.
Yeah. For those who don't know, Michael Jackson owns the rights to all the Beatles songs.
That's right.
Yeah. Actually stole them from Paul McCartney. He overbid him.
Yeah.
And right from Blackbird into Eleanor Rigby.
Oh,
and, man, the guy on the keyboard that did the orchestral arrangement for it, he hit it perfect. It was. You could have sworn they had an orchestra behind it.
Did they or not?
No.
They didn't?
They didn't.
They just had it. Well, tell us about the band since we're talking about that.
Well, I don't know the guys' names, except the drummer was Abe Laboriel Jr.
Is that the big black guy?
Big black.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, he's fantastic. Mm. He is just into it. He is all over. Oh, they got this one guitarist from Juilliard and School of Music, and he's just phenomenal. The best musicians you could imagine were playing with him. The keyboardist was the musical arranger for the show. So they had, it was five people, including Paul. Very good band, though. I mean, and they didn't try to take their own, you know, put their own stuff in on the Beatles stuff. They played it true.
Exactly where it goes,
people wanted to hear it. But after Eleanor Rigby, which is one of my favorite songs. I think it just it's just the words to it. I love it.
Yeah. We forgot the words.
Yeah.
I never knew the words.
That's right.
Oh, I think the words are great to that
All
song.
Right, yeah, what are they? Sing them to us.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm not going to sing it. I have a cold.
Father McKenzie.
Yeah, that's awesome.
The Catholic guy remembered that one.
And he's confessing. That's
good. There you go.
Writing the words to a sermon that no one will hear.
Yeah, that's right.
No one comes near.
Yeah, look at him working.
There you go.
No wonder a preacher would like that song.
Yeah.
That's so, right.
Tim is a preacher for you guys who don't know that.
And you probably never will know.
Oh, yeah. Get on MadisonChristie.com.
There you go.
Hear one of his sermons. Hear him preach.
I'm sure they're logging on right now.
They're running to the computer.
Yeah.
You got me choked, man. You got me choked on that one.
Too many people. I don't remember that.
Too many people?
Yeah.
Got me.
She came in through the bathroom window. That one killed.
Do it, Brian.
Come on, Brian.
Wait a minute.
She came out through the bathroom window.
I was expecting to hear Leon Russell or Ray Charles do that song.
Joe Cocker.
Yeah. He did the whole arrangement, too.
Oh, really?
Everything that was in on the, was it the Abbey Road album? I think it was.
I am not sure.
But I think it was. But he did every bit of that. That goes into something else. And he went right into, we're so sorry, Uncle Albert. Yeah.
We're so sorry.
Uncle Albert.
Haven't done a bloody thing all day.
You could have sworn you were listening to the album, though.
Oh, wow.
You could have. Then, good day, sunshine.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Good day. All the commercial songs.
Yeah,
it's true.
Band on the Run.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Now, did they do it special? Any kind of thing happening on Band on the Run?
Not on Band on the Run.
Just normal song.
Yeah, right? Yeah. The lights are just great, by the way. The light show on this is just out of this world.
Huh.
And the videos playing above on the screens, they were just, it was just a great show to watch. and then Penny Lane.
Penny Lane?
Oh man, that's a beautiful
song. Penny Lane, you're in my ear and in my mouth. La, 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 la.
Oh, can't you just hear those French horns?
Then he goes into from that into I've Got a Feeling.
Oh,
that is a cool song.
I remember that song. I can't remember how it goes.
It's on the Let It Be album. It's funk. I mean, it's a cool song. And then right from that, to Back in the USSR.
Oh, they have some jets building up.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah.
Moving from Miami Beach to USC. Yeah. Couldn't get to bed last night. Come on.
Because we're back.
Okay.
In all these, he really didn't talk much because this is coming up to the end of the main
show. So it's just song after song after song.
Yeah.
That's great.
And then,
that's the way to do it.
Then into Hey Jude.
Oh man, the
so
crowd.
He's making up for that 30-minute lag time there for me.
Yeah. I bet the people were
made up for it.
The people were probably singing louder than he was on Hey Jude.
Could everybody sing after that song was over with?
Yeah.
Oh man,
I mean, people sing at the top of the lungs.
Well, he was doing
on and on.
Now, like Elton John's really lowered his range quite a bit. Well, McCartney is still hitting. I mean, he's screaming out.
Good as ever.
I can't even do it. You know how he screams on Hey Jude.
Oh, yeah.
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 Of course, he's had special training, too.
Yeah, just a little
steroid
bit.
Steroid shots.
Uh-huh.
And small things. Yeah.
Something like that.
People.
Yeah.
That's then, Mike.
Then ended with Live and Let Die.
They're set with
Live and Let Die.
With the bombs exploding, the strobe lights.
That's
predictable, you know?
Yeah,
it's pretty low,
but it's still cool.
And, oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Yeah, boy.
So then the encore time comes.
Now, wait a minute. When they left the stage, I mean, the song kind of fades in. Now, did they just walk off, or did they just stand there, come out, and tell everybody goodbye? And how did they do that?
They just walked off.
No, okay.
Just walked off.
Did they, wave?
Yeah, they waved.
Okay.
Wait, see you later, man.
It wasn't a disappearing act, is what I'm trying to get at.
No.
Okay, because that could have been in that song, with the smoke
and
everything.
That's true.
Paul, you could have done it better if you listened to Mike.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I have advice in people, Paul. You know.
And his rates are very reasonable.
Yeah, that's right.
Real reasonable. Yeah. Tickets?
That's right.
I'd have showed you how to rearrange these songs. You wouldn't have all these
that's exactly right.
Then the crowd was just deafeningly loud.
Bad. Mm-hmm. After that.
Then he comes out with his acoustic and just goes right into Yesterday.
I was about to say,
I was waiting for that.
Yesterday.
You knew that was coming when you saw that acoustic, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
Man.
Yeah, we knew that had to be in there. And he got all the words right this time, so I was glad. He's finally learned the song.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
And then went into Get Back.
Oh
man.
Was a man who thought he was a loner, but he knew he couldn't. JoJo left his home in Tucson, Arizona for some California grass. What did he say, Brian?
Me.
Brian doesn't claim to be a singer, so.
It's a darn good thing. As a matter of fact, we got a disclaimer at the end of the show.
That's right.
And then he blew me away by going right from that. No talking, just immediately right into Helter Skelter.
Oh man.
It starts off with a guitar, right?
Yeah.
When you went to the bottom and you watched.
Oh yeah.
Crowd went berserk. They just went nuts when he did.
Oh man.
So did a little tribute to Charles Manson. That's nice.
Yeah.
There you go.
Charles, I hope you heard this in prison.
Uh-huh. You'll always hear it in prison. All right.
So they end the show there?
That was the end of the first encore.
Oh, the first?
Wow. They all came out front and thanked everybody. And I'll tell you something else about McCartney. He knows better than anybody I've ever seen how to acknowledge the crowd.
Yeah.
And he goes all around several times throughout the concert to the people way up in the...
Waves to them and stuff,
And goes to each side of the stage and just acknowledges them and tells stories. He got on one guy, though, because he was telling a story about Blackbird. And some guy must have yelled it out or something. He said, "Thank you, sir. Yeah, we all understand you were here last night. You've heard this story." But they haven't.
Oh.
Get a ball, get
it. That's right.
That's awesome. Yeah.
That's good.
And then he said, he went on with the story, and he said, "And as this guy will tell you."
I ought to thank him for that. Yeah. Recognition in front of 20,000 fans.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we know each other. He's talked about me in his concert before.
We're pretty close.
We're going to have dinner later.
Really?
They went off, you know, after acknowledging the crowd, and the crowd went nuts again. They let it go on for a long time. The crowd going crazy.
They wanted to work them.
Yeah.
That's right. You got to work for this.
I would have said, "Get your stuff ready. They're about to turn on the lights."
Yeah.
Usually after about five, they're gone.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then he comes back out and goes right into "Please, Please Me."
Oh, the old Beatles.
Yeah. Man.
"Please, Please Me."
Oh, yeah.
"Like I Please You."
They had the harmonica going.
Wow.
It was awesome. Then from that into "Let It Be."
Oh, right, there you go.
Yep. And then ended with Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts
Club. Oh,
that was what he ended with.
It was 20 like years that. Ago today.
Yeah.
Sgt. Pepper's and Lonely Hearts Club. Hey, Tom.
See, I'll sing, but you keep forgetting the words.
He was not holding back on this.
He was going there. Yeah.
And then right from that into "The End."
And in the end,
there you go.
Love you.
Everybody knew that was the end, didn't they?
Yeah, now it's time to get
Yes. That's right.
Yeah. He acknowledged the crowd again, and this time the lights went on, and he stayed up on stage with the lights on, signed some autographs.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
That's very cool.
You mean he didn't leave? He stayed up there?
He stayed up there, and people threw stuff up to him. He'd sign it and throw it back.
See, that's why I have markers and stuff for people to sign when I walked
in. Plan ahead of time there.
Bronze.
Hey, it worked out for me. Worked out for you, too.
Sure did, didn't it? Absolutely.
Yeah, they're getting on to me about leaving the Sharpies in the car at the Grand Funk show.
Oh, man.
We were backstage. Nothing for them to sign with.
That's right.
And Tom always says, "I got to get them some of backstage pass."
That's right. We got it last time, though, didn't we, Brian?
Yeah, we got it from Dome.
Yeah, we went around and did things in the car.
We had three colors of our Sharpies. We had green and red and black. So we had our color thing going.
That's right.
But Sir Paul.
Sir Paul.
McCartney,
Sir Paul.
Put on. Was it worth the money?
It was worth every penny I spent.
There you go.
You know what? As you told me earlier, though, with the gas prices, that was a lot.
That was money. It was. I paid a lot, actually.
Still did.
From Nashville to Chicago, how many hours did it take you to get there?
Seven.
7 hours?
Not too bad.
That's a long flight.
7 hours, yeah.
It's only an hour and a half.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And I bet you could get there cheaper if you flew.
Yeah, you might be right.
Yeah.
Might be right.
You'd probably get a round trip for $150.
But if you're trying to get in and out of O'Hare, I don't know about that.
No, it would be out of Midway.
Midway?
Probably, yeah.
That's where I always flew in and out of. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, Tim, thank you so much.
Hey, you're welcome.
Yes, sir.
We're going to send you on the road again. Thank you for taking our assignment on the road with you.
That's right. Yeah. Anything that's 500 miles or farther, you've got the job.
Send him on the road. He can take us with him on the road.
There you go.
That's right.
There you go.
He can introduce us to his doctor friend.
There you go.
That's right.
Dr. Ben Manning.
Hey, would your doctor friend might be interested in being our sponsor, maybe? You know?
Go see Dr. Ben Manning.
That's right.
Chicago area.
That's
is he
right.
Chicago's where he lives or where?
He lives in Indiana, Northwest Indiana.
Northwest Indiana?
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Well, you people from Chicago will drive that far for a good ophthalmologist.
Ophthalmologist.
See, I can say the word.
I can't say it, so I'm just going to let Brian say it.
Eye surgeon.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, Tom, you need to see him anyway.
I sure do. Brian gave me his eye doctor's. Yeah, eye doctor's easier to say.
And he went,
card.
What's this?
What's it say?
But anyway.
See that one circle big red?
Yeah.
Dr. Ben, we thank you for giving Tim Baines the privilege and the opportunity to go see Paul McCartney. Tim Baines, we thank you for coming to meet us at Old Charlie's.
And next time, get 3 more tickets.
Okay.
By the way.
By the way.
Okay, guys. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Joey, for taking care of us.
That's right, Joey. Thank you, man. That's right.
Yeah.
Joey can listen to us at where?
ConcertBlast.com. Don't forget that, Joey.
There you go. Tell all your friends.
All right, yeah. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to us to listen to this fabulous Paul McCartney concert review. And I got a feeling this is going to be one of the big ones.
I think so, too.
That people are downloading.
A lot of fans. You got that feeling. Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Well, this is Mike Arnold signing off.
Tom Thompson signing off.
And Brian Hasbrook.
Along with?
Tim Baines.
And we're all signing off. Thank you again for listening.
Yes.
Remember to continue to vote for us through Podcast Alley and our ConcertBlast.com.
That's right.
See you next time, everybody.
See
Goodbye.
Ya.
Thank you.
Bye.
I want to thank you for letting me be myself again.